Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The McClatchy newspaper chain announced today that it is filing for bankruptcy protection. McClatchy currently operates 30 newsrooms around the country, including the Miami Herald, the Kansas City Star, the Charlotte Observer, and the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. Let's bring in Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. Hi, Ali.
Hi, Jeremy.
So McClatchy is a 163-year-old family-owned business, the second largest newspaper publisher in the country. What happened?
This is the sign of the times and of what newspapers have been going through, but it's writ large. There are a couple of problems. First of all, in 2006, McClatchy bought its much larger competitor, Knight Ridder, for $4.5 billion. Some of it was cash, some of it was stock, but they assumed $2 billion in debt. And that sort of coincided with a decline in revenue. If you look at that period between 2006 and 2018, the advertising revenues, which is what a newspaper survives on, fell by 80%. Daily print newspaper circulation fell by 59%. So they made this purchase. It looked like it was going to be benefiting from the scale of having these two newspaper companies, and then the bottom fell out of the industry.
Now, the Chapter 11 filing is going to eliminate about 60% of McClatchy's $700 million in debt, but it will allow the company to keep its 30 newspapers afloat, apparently. What else is in the agreement?
Well, it's going to transfer ownership, basically, of the company to a New Jersey-based hedge fund, which also, by the way, owns the National Enquirer. It's got a bunch of things in it that are going to allow for restructuring. A court's got to approve this. The biggest issue that they're going to have a problem with is that a lot of the debt is pensions. They argue that they have pensions, you know, one worker supporting 10 pensions. So the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation, which a lot of people don't know about, is going to have to take over the administration of the company's pension plan. That's basically what the big problem is right now. They do have some new financing, so there's a possibility that the company will continue to operate while in bankruptcy. But going into bankruptcy to get rid of debt is always a tricky situation. Mm-hmm. It doesn't always result in what the company wants.
And is there a billion at the end of the rainbow to buy this newspaper company, as has happened with, of course, the Washington Post, the Boston Globe, and others?
There are some people circling this. Post Media, which is the largest newspaper chain in Canada, seems to be interested in this whole thing. Chatham has a controlling stake in American Media and Post Media. Post Media tends to be a little bit more of a conservative outlet in Canada and doesn't have the best reputation of preserving journalism. McClatchy sort of enjoyed a stronger reputation amongst print journalists in the United States. But there's speculation that this hedge fund will eventually buy a lot of stuff that will allow it to sort of control the distribution network for newspapers. And so this is sort of a multimedia play that we're looking at.
And big picture, Alia, is there any hope for these local newspapers that have been going out of business left and right to make a comeback?
Well, I mean, since 2004, the newspaper sector has shed 47% of its jobs. There are 7,200 remaining American newspapers, about 1,000 of which are called ghost newspapers, and that they don't really have staffs that do original reporting. They're part of a larger organization. Mm-hmm. I will say that the New York Times and the Washington Post have done relatively well in the era of Trump because it's sort of given them new relevance and they've seen increased numbers. But this is not looking like the world's best investment right now.
That is Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. Ali, thanks as always.
My pleasure.